The visual that you have seen is the latest interceptor at work in the Klang River. The interceptor works in a way that it, well, as the name suggests, intercepts and then captures the trash so that at least some of them do not end up in the ocean, and in this case, the Straits of Malacca. And joining me today is, I'm really excited to have the founder and CEO of the Ocean Cleanup, which are the people behind the interceptor, with me today, yeah. Boyan Slat. Thank you so much for making time for this, and welcome back to Malaysia.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I think the last time we met, it was in 2019, end of 2019. That's when the first interceptor went into the waters.
That's right.
So much has happened.
Yeah.
And today you get to see your new baby, the 005. Yeah. How does that feel?
That's great to see. It's it's great to be back here to see the River Klang. And indeed, Interceptor 5 is the first one of the new generation, the new design, and I hadn't seen that in reality yet. So I've just seen the technical drawings back in the office. So seeing it here, catching plastic, is very satisfying.
How much has changed over the past 2 years for you and the Ocean Cleanup? Of course, the pandemic has hampered a lot of our plans.
Yeah.
And for the Ocean Cleanup, how has it changed?
Yeah, no. Well, so definitely the pandemic slowed us down. When we unveiled the whole river project in 2019 and we deployed here, we were excited to go and deploy in lots of rivers very quickly. And we had packed our suitcases to travel all these places. But then of course the pandemic hit and we couldn't travel. It was just much harder to build relationships, within countries. So we couldn't do as many deployments as we wanted to. Of course, we kept cleaning, so now we've cleaned about 1.5 million kilos of trash. Now with the pandemic almost over, we are very excited to ramp up and do a lot more deployments in the years to come.
But the interceptor was running even throughout the pandemic.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the 002, which was the first that was put in Malaysian rivers, which is the Klang River. How has it been, and how has it lived up to your expectations? And what kind of metrics do you use to evaluate whether it has done its job well?
Yeah. So ultimately what we want is we want to see dirty rivers coming in and clean rivers coming out. Our mission is to rid the world's oceans of plastic, and we can only be successful if we stop the plastic in these rivers, because the rivers, they are the ones taking the plastic to the ocean. Of course we've done, Interceptor 2 has been our champion so far. It's been the top scorer, so it's been operating very well. Of course we do still see trash going to the ocean, so that's why we decided to put a second interceptor in, and now we're also working on a bigger plan to see, together with the log booms that are already there and these two interceptors, how can we completely take off this river.
Okay, I want to get to the 005, the second interceptor, in a second.
Yeah.
Of course, you mentioned that what you're doing is really trying to solve one piece of the puzzle, because reducing plastic pollution, it starts with people, and people are still throwing trash into the river, into the ocean. Let's talk about plastic usage. Of course, has skyrocketed during the pandemic. PPEs and whatnot. Has the pandemic made a huge impact in your operations and in terms of the rubbish that you have collected via the interceptor?
Yeah, I don't know. I think people talk a lot about the masks and the protective equipment, but we do see it in the environment. We do see the masks floating by, but I think it's still quite a small percentage. It's still mostly the consumer waste. It's mostly the bottles, the bags, packaging. I think that's still the bulk of it. So I wouldn't say the amount of trash in the rivers is so much higher than it used to be.
Okay. What about the Klang River 2 years ago, 2 years from now? Have you seen any improvements?
So of course, I think in terms of what's flowing in, it looks pretty similar to last time. But we also visited the mouth of the river, and there you see a big difference, right? So in terms of what's flowing out to the ocean, the operation of, again, our local partner here, with the interceptors and the log booms, I think a big chunk is being captured, but as I said, not everything yet. So So we want to do more because, again, I think this river can be, you know, an example to the whole world of what we need to do with plastic.
I've seen some really interesting stuff getting pulled up to the conveyor belt. I was wondering, like, what are some of the ones that stood out to you?
Well, like every time you just look at the conveyor belt, it's kind of fun because it's a surprise of what's coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah,
so some weird things. I mean, we see quite a lot of motorcycle helmets, which is strange. We see, well, of course, a lot of packaging, a lot of bottles. Last time I was here, like a giant teddy bear came
by.
Yeah,
I saw that.
We brought that up. So, and that's now our official mascot. So in our office in the Netherlands, we have this big teddy bear. We call it Klang the Bear. And that's our Ocean Cleaver's mascot now. So it's always a surprise to see what's coming up.
It's so fascinating. You guys should do a live stream on it. I'm sure it's...
We will at some point, yeah. Our current deployments are concentrated in Southeast Asia and Central America. But the next few years, we're just going to focus on two countries, Indonesia and Malaysia, because, you know, we have such good relationships here. The interceptors are built in Malaysia, which is really cool. So, we're going to see a lot more interceptors coming to the rivers of Malaysia.
Well,
in the
let's talk
years.
About that. Yeah. Locally built in Malaysia, this is something new. The last time we met, I think it was brought over from a different country. How did that partnership came about, and how do you think this will help speed up the deployment and also reduce the cost, if you can share that?
No, sure. So actually we just did we just asked many companies, like, okay, make your proposal, like, if you want to make your interceptors, give us a proposal and we'll look at it. And ultimately, so the MHE DMEC, which is, you know, based here in Klang, surprisingly they came up at top. So it's really just not about cost, but also about quality. I think it's a great partner. And also very convenient to make them here, because for transport, you know, a lot of them are going to be in this region, right? So so we don't have to ship them all around the world. We can really make them where there most of them are going to be deployed. So, yeah, so it's exciting.
Will most of your future deployments of the interceptor be made here in Malaysia?
So all the interceptors now are made in Malaysia.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. I want to talk about your latest baby, the Interceptor 005, which was actually rolled out in March 2021. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we heard about the second one.
Yep.
And this is about 2 years after the deployment of the 002. What did the Interceptor 002 teach the ocean cleanup or yourself, and how did it help with the development of the 005?
Yeah, so what we're doing is, of course, completely new. We're learning by doing, and every time we do a new deployment, we learn so much. So, for example, with 002, the conveyor belt that takes up the trash, sometimes we found that it would clog. So that's why we made the conveyor belt much wider now, so that it can always just keep running. You know, sometimes we have entire palm trees coming down the river, and you don't want it to be to be stuck. So we made it wider. It's also just bigger. It can hold more trash, and it's also much easier to assemble. So the previous one took more than a month to put together. And the new ones, you can put it together in just a few days. It's really quick. So that should also help us to roll out interceptors at a much higher pace.
So you've had a first look earlier at the Interceptor 005, I did as well. Any first thoughts about the 005 and
that looks good. Of course, I've seen the designs on paper and on the computer many times, but to see it in reality, it's not just very effective at catching plastic, but it's also super cool. You know, it's super nice design. It's solar powered. It's autonomous. So, it's a very exciting machine, I think.
Okay. So for the benefit of our audience who may not have heard of your project previously, you know, one of the questions that kept coming up I saw over Twitter is that, you know, how do you separate materials and like organic material as fish or, you know, from the garbage, and how does the process work, and if the Interceptor 005 maybe fixed some of the previous issues that you've had?
Yeah. So in terms of bycatch, we don't really get that. It's, you know, the fish, you know, it makes noise, so the fish can swim around. Of course, we do get organic matter like leaves or tree trunks, branches, with the plastic. Now, at this moment, it's not separated, but in the future, of course, we hope that we can separate it so we can also recycle part of the catch. But yeah, now everything is managed like in the waste management together.
Okay, and the waste management is in Malaysia. It is handled by your partner here, which
Selangor
Maritime Gateway. Talk to us about that partnership and how has it changed, or are there plans to roll out more in Malaysia?
Yeah, no, definitely. So our partnership with the local operator LSB, so in this Selangor Maritime Gateway project, has been really powerful. They have done a great job already in this river, and we look forward to work together to do a lot more here. Of course, for the River Klang, our job is not done yet. There's still a lot of trash going to the ocean, so we need to do more. We're ready to help, but at the same time, we also look forward to work together on other rivers in Malaysia. So. We're now looking at some rivers that are more north of Selangor, like the sort of Butterworth area. Separately, we're also looking at rivers in the Johor state now. Tabrau River, for example, is one of them. It's Malaysia. We love Malaysia. It's a beautiful country. We need to keep it clean. And that's why we're going to see a lot more Interceptors here.
And we love to have you here.
Thank you.
The last time when we spoke, we talked about one of the reasons why you picked Klang River, because it is one of the most polluted rivers in the world, top 50, unfortunately. Has that changed? Has our standing changed because of what you have done here?
Yeah, well, it's too early to give like a real number, but definitely it has improved. I'm sure it's lower in the ranking now. And I think originally Klang was really an example of like, okay, this is really, really polluted. I hope that, you know, very soon we can use Klang as an example for the whole world about how you can, you know, solve problems, how you can, you know, turn even one of the dirtiest rivers in the world into one of the cleanest rivers in the world.
Okay. How do you select the rivers, the partnership? Do you look at the location, the rivers, the people?
Yep.
What goes into your mind when you think about partnership, rolling out something like that?
Oh, it's many things. It's like the technical fit. Can we do it? Can we do a good job here? It's of course the level of pollution. But perhaps most importantly, it's about having, you know, the good local support, you know, the government support, you know, the local people. You know, do they want our help or not? And of course, having an operator locally, a partner that can actually run the machine, and all these things combined. I mean, we can't do this alone. We need the local help to make projects happen.
Okay. I want to go back to talking about the Interceptor 005. Hmm. It is sponsored by Coldplay.
That's right, yeah.
Very exciting. How did Coldplay get on board? Did you contact them? Did you reach out?
We were introduced by a mutual friend a few years ago. And I think they're great supporters of the mission. And they asked me, hey, can we do anything? Can we help? And I said, yeah. Would you like to sponsor an Interceptor? And they said, yeah, sure. So that's, of course, helps a lot with the visibility too. Probably Interceptor 5 is the most famous Interceptor now, thanks to their help. It's quite cool that they're involved.
The Interceptor 5 is also known as the Neon Moon 1, which could probably be the next song of Coldplay. No, I can
I think it is already a song.
It is a song?
Yeah, for the new album.
Oh, clearly yeah. I'm not big enough of a fan, but if Coldplay ever makes its way to Malaysia, certainly first to get my tickets.
Yeah.
Of course, when this news first came out, it was March last year, and many of us were left wondering, why did Coldplay feel the need to help Malaysia's River, given that they have not even been here before? Is that a conversation that came out at some point?
Well, I know they love the region, and I'll definitely pass on the message that they should come here.
They definitely should.
Yeah.
Okay, so will there be a Neon Moon too, or is that in works elsewhere, not just in Malaysia?
There'll probably be a Neon Moon too. Yeah, we've talked about this before. We'll see where it will be. So we don't know the details yet, but I think there will be one. Yet.
And for the record, Boyan doesn't know when, if Coldplay is coming or not, so just,
no,
just whatever.
No. But I'll definitely ask them to come.
Well, that's great. Okay, the work that the ocean cleanup is doing is, you know, requires massive undertaking. In the last 2 years, have you seen more interest in terms of approach from corporates and individuals about partnering with you, similar partnerships like Coldplay? Are you hearing more of that now?
For sure, yeah. Again, we can't do what we do without strong partners. We're just a small team. We're just 130 people. So it's a big endeavor. You know, it's a big planet, big ocean. So we see many companies getting involved, supporting either financially or in kind. You know, with their products or services. For example, Maersk, the big shipping company, run our machines in the middle of the ocean, and we have companies like Coca-Cola getting involved with on the riverside. It's good to see more and more interest in solving this problem.
So I understand that you're now ramping up your tour around the region to look at your interceptors. I'm really excited to know what's next for you and what can we look forward to in the next couple of months?
We're going to do a couple of more interceptor deployments. As said, we hope to be close to 20 deployments by the end of the year. There is an interceptor being made in Klang here now that is going to Los Angeles in America, so that's nice. We're going to have an interceptor in Bangkok, the Chiang Raya. We're going to do more in Indonesia. Malaysia has said many more interceptor deployments on one hand, and on the other hand, we're also developing the next ocean cleanup system, System 3, which is going to be deployed around this time next year. And it's going to be the longest thing ever deployed on the ocean. And it will hopefully be the blueprint for the whole fleet of systems. So if that goes well, 10 of them can actually clean the whole Great Pacific Garbage Patch. So we're ramping up in oceans, ramping up in rivers, and hopefully we'll soon see that back in much higher numbers of trash taken out of the waters.
Will there be a ocean patch near our Straits of Malacca? Is that in the works, in the plans?
So, I think the good news is for the coastal waters around countries like Malaysia, once you stop the plastic from entering the ocean, so close the rivers, the ocean waters clean themselves. So it just washes up on the shore. You have to clean the beach once, but then the ocean waters are clean. So so for us, it doesn't make sense to clean in the ocean here. If we do a good job in the rivers, the oceans will be clean, in a few weeks later.
I think what's really interesting for me about the interceptor is that the technology itself and just how scalable it is. Basically, it's autonomous, it's solar powered, and I think the only cost, if anything, at the starting point is the capital to build that thing.
Yeah, well, you do need somebody to empty it and to manage the waste, right? So the operations is an important part. It's quite a scalable operation, I agree.
Okay. I mean, people are still going to throw their plastics mm-hmm. into the ocean, into the river. Just want to get your thoughts about solving or trying to solve this issue. Is deploying more interceptors, more ocean patches the solution for you, or are you looking at other areas to complement what you have been doing right now?
Well, of course, what we're doing is complementary to any other kind of intervention, right? So, of course, ultimately, it would be great if no more trash would even enter the river, right? I think that will take better waste infrastructure, better collection, better legislation. But you know, that's not where our expertise lies. We're good at just cleaning, and I think the advantage of that is that it's also very quick, right? So by deploying now, we can buy governments the time to then also work on these other upstream things. And what we hope, and actually what we see in other countries too, is that once there is an interceptor, the visibility of the problem becomes much bigger, and there's going to be a lot more attention, a lot more interest in fixing these other things as well. So it's not doing one or the other, it's really doing all of the above, do everything. And if we really want to have a clean oceans around Malaysia quickly, we need a lot more interceptors in the next few years.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Boyan, for your spending some time with us, and best of luck with your plans.
Thank you.